Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Bill Schley is here, too. Bill is a longtime 14-year member of our Brain Trustees, the author or co-author of books like The Microscript Rules, which turned messaging, brand messaging, on its ear. Why Johnny Can't Brand, that's when we first met him. The Unstoppables, that's another one. You get the picture. He's into helping you put your best foot forward in the marketplace, and he does it well, and he's our good friend, Bill Schley. Welcome back to the show.
I'm always glad to be here. I'm glad to be, you know, here, actually, on this planet.
You're glad to be anywhere, aren't you, Bill?
At this point. Well, you know, we've been around so long, I'm actually old now.
I know.
I was young when we first started.
I was a baby. But I tell people now that I'm vertical, operating under my own steam, not taking any medicine, and not fighting extradition to any state so far.
Yeah, well, you're doing pretty good.
And looking down at the grass, right? So, Bill.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of the things that small business owners are sitting on is a mountain of messaging. A mountain of content, a mountain of special sauce, the sweetest stuff that people love, people want, and they're sitting there and they manufacture it with ease, but they're not good at telling people about it. They're not good at putting their best foot forward. They're horrible at tooting their own horn, even in a classy way. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, I agree. I think, and I was gonna start talking today about, because of that problem. We finally, you know, we keep looking at different ways that we can get the message out to people, which is that the, you know, people think, oh, they get all crazed about this the new media, technology, and all these different things. They don't know what it is. They have to understand that all that is media, because the basic rules of putting out a difference that you stand for, they never changed. And we always say, technology changes every day, but humanity never does.
That's right.
And believe it or not, I mean, the rules of making yourself stand out and be different from your competition, which is what you need to do, because customers need to know. They need what you have. You have an obligation to let them know they have a choice and that you're the best choice. If you don't tell them, it doesn't help you and it doesn't help them. So you have to make yourself famous in some way, or it's critical once you have a great product.
Well, yeah, and the old thing that we heard, that I learned in Sunday school, you know, don't hide your light under a bushel. You know, the world deserves to know about you.
That's right. Also, ask and ye shall receive. It all goes back to the Bible. And by the way, the Bible's 3,000 years old.
That's right.
And I don't know anybody that would say, well, it's old. It's kind of old. We should get something new. I don't think, you know, it's timeless, right? Well, the rules of branding are the same.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right. So you actually created something called, you call the university, the branding university. Tell us,
Here's the thing. So we went out and we said, you know what I do is, because I'm a brand consultant, companies have to hire me, and I can only do a certain number of companies at a time, and I have to charge a certain amount of money. So, you know, typically, Jim, you know, a company has to pay me, I don't know, $3 or $4 million a month, you know.
At least
for me to come in and do this. And the thing is, when I go in all the time, and I talk to groups of small business people all the time, and I sit there and we go around in a big circle, and people show me their issues. They show me how they read the book, and they show me how they want to brand it. And they're close, but they're not there. Everybody needs this. Everybody needs to understand these basics so that they can do what we do and what they need to do. And I realize, instead of people, small business people can't afford to pay me $4 million a month.
Maybe they could afford to pay
$40 a month.
Right.
And so what we decide is make the university, put it online, and now everybody can learn all of these great, and they can learn everything that I know about branding in about 6 weeks, so we can make it go to a lot of people at a price that they can afford.
What are some of the basics that you teach at the university?
Go ahead. Yeah, this is Brand Brothers University. Wait, say it.
What are some of the basics that you teach at the university?
Well, first of all, the university our tagline is Brand Brothers University, the School of Branding Secrets You Can't Learn in School. I thought that was good right there.
Yeah.
You like that one?
I like it.
The School of Secrets You Can't Learn in School. It's the main thing people have to understand is simply how to think. The first thing, branding is about thinking, and they have to understand, first of all, what branding is, and second of all, what's the difference. It's amazing how many people you go out and I talk to, what's the difference? They say, well, that's obvious. But then you look at their tagline, and their tagline will be like a passion for excellence. I don't know. Do you see a difference in that?
No, I don't.
So I'll go down and we'll go down and we'll say, just look at some of these differences. A difference has to be something. This is how simple it is. A difference is a value that's a very specific value that makes my life better in a very specific way. Right. So the thing we talk about is if you go by two stores and one says lower prices and the other one says 50% off, where do you go?
Right. Exactly.
See, it's these little tiny techniques like that. And that's the kind of thing and people start to realize, hey, yeah, I mean, I have a difference like that. So that's the kind of thing that you do.
So specific messaging. When I started my consulting company, my tagline was, I'm a vice president you can rent.
That's one of the okay. But
and
see, that
was
perfect.
That was 30 years ago.
It's specific.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, specific, it's words. Like vice president, I understand what that is. It evokes something. The rent is the same thing. Let me give you a couple of things. People talk about, I'm going to give you a little test on the air. People can listen. I'm going to give you different taglines. Is it a slogan? A slogan is just advertising, just something like, hey, pizza with a capital P.
Right.
That anybody can say.
Right.
Or is it a real difference? And what you're looking for, one of the tests is, Could I put out that ad and take my name off, put my competitor's name in, could they say the exact ad? It needs to be something only you can say.
Mm-hmm.
So here's an example. Here's one. You tell me, slogan or a difference? First one is, now that's eating.
Well, that's
okay?
Slogan.
For a restaurant, right? Now that's eating.
Mm-hmm.
How about chunky soup, the soup that eats like a meal?
As long as Chunky is your brand, that's it. That's a message.
Well, the point is, but it's very, very specific.
That's right.
Here's another one.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza with a capital P. Is that a slogan?
Yes.
Or how about New York real brick oven pizza from New York?
Yeah.
Is it different?
Well, as long as they know which brick oven. Hey, Bill, I got to take a quick break. Hold on to that thought. I need your website quickly. Your website.
Yep.
All right, we'll get that after the break. 20 after, I'm Jim Blessingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.